What's going on, everybody? You're back with, hey, it's Words of Arnold. I got some friends with me, and, you know, we just sitting here cooling, kicking it, feeling, give y'all a little dialogue, just talk about whatever comes to mind. But y'all know who I am, so I'm not going to go ahead and go into too much. So I'm going to go ahead and let my friends introduce themselves so y'all can get comfortable. We all can get comfortable. And then from there on out, we're just going to vibe out. You know what it is. And I can cut anything. Yeah. All right.
Whoever wants it.
Mike Levin in the building, man. You know.
Just came back to VA for a couple of days, man. Just vibing and spending time with the family as I usually do. You know, I got my baby sister here with me. You know, I'm going to let her, you know.
Baby sister. Okay. That's my intro. Nah, you already know. It's your girl, C. Sierra, in the house. He's already getting on my nerves, but, you know, I'm with Big Bro, with Mr. Silver, and we're about to just vibe out. It's a beautiful day.
That's right. Yeah, it's mad nice. It's actually a little warm, but...
A little bit. We're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there. That's that spring weather coming in.
But I've been waiting for it.
Yeah.
I don't do the winter.
Yeah. Winter can get a little cold.
It's time to get it in.
Winter can get a little cold, but I think it's getting at that good point where we're getting some rain, so it's knocking some of that pollen out.
Always.
It's everywhere.
Because although I can say that the pollen, it ain't really hit me this year like it usually do.
Definitely smacked me. Struggling.
Yeah, it ain't really hit me like it usually do. So I was like, I think even my pops was like, "You got allergies?" I was like, "Yeah, but you know, ain't that bad."
Cause we've been working, B. We've been working, man.
My mind's focused.
Focused, man. I know I've been busy. We all have been busy, man. Just staying positive and, you know, looking forward to what we got planned for the future, man. Cause we all working on that. And that's what it's all about.
It's hard to believe it's 4 months gone already.
Into the year.
2K19.
Into the year. Woo! 2020 be here before you know it. Blink your eyes, then what?
That's gotta be a good year, man.
You know it.
Yeah.
It sound good.
Sound good. But yeah, that's what we doing, man. We just trying to stay positive. Everybody got a goal or something that they working towards. So, you know, personal goals. And
everybody been traveling because I've been busy.
Yeah, might just hit me with an offer. An offer that you can't refuse.
First trip of the season.
Come to the queen, baby.
So I don't think I can pass up this offer right here. You know, it's an offer of a lifetime.
Oh yeah.
It's Charlotte.
Yeah. Don't get no better, man. Cause we done had the All Star game. We done had the ACC championship. We done had the CIAA. We got a little bit of everything going on down there, man. I'm glad to get a break, my damn self, man. So I can come up to Virginia to see my family, man, my people, my loved ones, man.
Every time I talk to him, it's, what you doing? At work. We busy. It's a lot going on. I just seen such and such, you know.
And then I'm always calling Arnold, hey, brother, I need to plan something, man.
I need an event with my family. And then we got our photographer. Who's doing big things.
Trying to. what was it? Baby shower. What was your cousin name?
Desiree.
Desiree.
Hope this the last. I mean, everybody waiting on me, but that probably ain't gonna happen. So Uncle Mike for life.
For now.
We gonna see.
You know, can't be a bachelor forever.
Things gonna change one of these days, brother.
I'm gonna have to make a phone call.
But I wanted to talk about what we was talking about earlier. Technology.
It's taking over the world.
But it's going places. And I think it's actually moving a whole lot faster than I anticipated, or anybody anticipated.
Yeah. So we grew up, it was no unlimited. After 9, you called
nice
me.
Nice and weekends.
And I think it was like 30 cents to text or something like that.
God.
Yep.
Yeah.
and you had to just to get to the SPQRS.
Yeah. What was that called? It was called T9.
T9.
I mean,
oh man,
I have mixed feelings about it though, because technology is here. You can take advantage of it. You can do so much. People running businesses off their phone.
You can run a podcast off your phone.
Hey. But, I mean, honestly, I almost wish my baby girl was growing up in that era that we grew up in, playing outside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday morning cartoons, mm-hmm. not YouTube.
ABC Morning.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? But you know what, though? I think the difference now is that you can create that. You can create it, because, for instance, a couple weeks ago, I was on YouTube and I was looking up, I don't know why I was looking up, but you made me think of it just now, the old Recess and Pepper Ann.
Nick at Night.
Keenan and Kel.
Stay up and watch that.
All that.
You know what I love, though? Fresh Prince.
Classic.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's a true classic.
Yes.
Can never go wrong. That's one of those shows where you watch it, you can watch the same episode and it's like you watch it
right.
for the first time.
We got it on DVD. We got all the seasons.
It's familiar with your life, your lifestyle.
Same thing. All seasons, only TV show seasons I got as far as like DVD is Chappelle Show.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
We got the Fresh Prince, brother.
Uh-huh.
We got the Fresh Prince, man.
Yeah.
So,
gotta have the classics. We got all the movies, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, our godmom used to have a movie room with the catalog numbered 1 through 1,000,
mm-hmm.
just all weekend
organized
movies, yeah,
organized to the T. Mm-hmm.
Those are the days, man. House phone, all that.
People come over here and be like, "Cause that whole thing is full of movies." And they say, "You still got movies, DVDs?" I said, "You gotta have a collection."
Yeah.
Keep it classic, baby.
You gotta have a collection.
Mm-hmm. Everything's mm-hmm. digital, but
yeah,
I don't know. I just like having that.
But in today's world, you know,
we're moving forward.
And, you know, we understand technology, but I think it's still good that we remain humble
mm-hmm.
to know where we came from
mm-hmm.
and to understand that, you know, this is how things work.
Yes.
And take it how you get it.
And just go with it.
And that's what, you know, that's what people say about us. Just as a family, so everybody is so down to earth, so humble. Y'all not doing all this on social media.
Uh huh.
Not flexing for the gram.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. The way I look at social media now is more like business focused, because it's like,
as it should be.
You're trying to gain attention. You're trying to gain attention for some reason, because attention is just like currency. Some people would say, because everybody wants it. Everybody wants attention.
Yeah.
And it's what you do with it to make it, I guess, worth your while or worth whoever is giving you their attention. Wow. Yeah.
Do something good with it.
If that makes any sense. So from a business standpoint, you know, social media is definitely a influential tool in order to get your message out across. Like, for instance, if I'm a photographer, then now I'm at the point where I'm trying to create a different way on putting out my message, as far as like, yeah, I do photography, and it's a million other photographers, but what makes you different? I know I'm different.
Right.
Right? So it's like, how do I put it out there in a creative way for people to be like, oh, that's dope.
Let me be your artistic director.
Uh-huh. There we go. See,
any creativity you want, I can make it happen.
And it takes a team. That's
Juice,
what I'm talking about.
Baby.
It takes a team, you know, to be on the same, like, wave track and be like, all right, so, like, this is, because I think back in the day, like, people used to be a little bit more I don't know. I'm just rambling right now. But I feel like people used to be, like, more selfish. So now it's like, it's more so like a team effort type thing. Like, this is the bigger goal, and this is your part, and this is your part, and this is your part, and then this is how all of this comes together.
Right.
Because you can learn something from everybody. Everybody brings something different to the team.
I'm the only one that got the old soul.
Uh-huh.
And I will remain the only one with the old soul. But to me, right? Social media means that it is just kind of just a field where this is who I am. Mm-hmm. You know, pictures all the time, just, you know, word of wisdom and just motivation. I think it's just, you know, all about love at the end of the day for me. I know how I've reached out a lot to others and to, you know, people that needed that motivation in their life, and they say, "Oh man, you give me so much motivation." It's like, who talks to you? And it's like, well, my whole thing is that I hang around older people, and that balances me, because it's more so like a control feel where you go home and you go to work and you know what I'm saying, you have dinner and you talk about good times and things and you laugh it up, and of course the old school music, so it brings it all together for me. But you know, that's what makes me happy, man. I mean, it's not about how many likes I get, how many comments I get. It's like, this is who I am as a person.
Because that the likes and stuff, that's not what fuels you. Because it's different for everybody.
Right.
Some people get fueled off those likes.
It's power.
Yeah. So
give me the likes.
Nobody's going to stop me. Nobody's going to stop me for what I'm doing and the way I am and the way I treat life.
And
that's just the way it is.
Like, that's what I don't like about it, though. I don't ever... I'm all about love, and I'm all about...
Positivity.
And just... I want people to be happy. I'm happy. I want my happiness to come to you. I don't want people to scroll every day and see what they don't have, see what they're not, because that's making you forget yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be very thankful.
You just gotta...
So you gotta be, definitely gotta be self-grounded. Self-grounded. I was watching this this documentary on the Netflix about
Beyonce is out. Have you watched it yet?
Nah, I ain't watched it yet.
Homecoming.
So you watched it?
Put it on your list.
You watched it?
Oh, this is Beyonce week for me. I even played it on the way to take baby girl to school this morning. It's just... And like her, she's so empowered. She knows herself. She does what she wants to do.
Uh-huh.
And she empowers every other woman.
Uh-huh.
Only woman in the room right now. That we are strong and beautiful and we can make it happen.
Y'all run the world.
We do. Who run the world? Girls. Y'all just resonance.
Here we go.
Y'all just resonance here.
My sister's definitely inspired by this woman in this industry.
I'm inspired by all women. You know, I see something special in every woman. I try not to hate, even though I get hated on.
Mm-mm.
You know,
yeah.
which will come naturally.
Yeah.
But I just, like I said, the positivity. I try to think of every woman as a special woman. You do you. I'll do me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's bring what we each bring to this world. It's no room for hate.
Everyone brings something different to the table, man. That's what it's all about.
But they say misery, and if somebody is hating, it's because misery loves
company. They're going to try to bring you down. But it's all within you. You got to make yourself strong and, like you said, be self-aware, know who you are, and stick to it.
And it takes time. Stuff like that takes time.
It does.
So.
Yeah.
Cause but like I was saying, I forgot what the documentary name is, but it's pretty much about Instagram and social media and like the effects that it have on like different individuals. Mm-hmm. Like there was one girl on there, and it's not, it ain't funny or nothing like that, right? But there was one girl on there. She was in high school, and she was like a thick young girl. She won't like skinny, but she won't like fat either.
Mm-hmm.
She had this dude she was talking to, and he broke up with her. He said, you don't look like XYZ. So that kind of, it's not funny, but it kind of messed with her, right? And it stuff like that happens. But it's messed up.
Comparison will kill you.
Yeah, man. But then after a while, she started, you know, I think obviously she went to another school, but she started, you know, being more comfortable with who she was. All that good stuff.
Confidence.
So, build a confidence back up for herself. So, you know, it doesn't really matter. Stuff like that doesn't really matter.
And that's another thing, too. There's so many new versions of just beauty, and everyone's starting to be more creative. They want to show their creativity.
Of who they are.
It's no more standards of how someone should look, how someone should be. Everyone's kind of doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you like getting to capture that for people.
What's that?
Just seeing people in their events in life, their milestones, their happy moments, and just realizing that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You talking something about beautiful in everyone's life, and you get to
capture.
Capture.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. That's definitely.
No doubt, man.
That's definitely the way.
So we're all here to motivate each other, man. My sister has come a long way, and I'm proud of her.
Uh-huh. Big brother Mike, Uncle Mike.
We all here to just support each other, man. So, like, it's a beautiful thing, man. So, but, you know, I'm just happy, man. Shit, I'm all, I ain't gotta go back to work till next week.
Uh-huh.
I'm loving it, man. Enjoying. That's why Arnold about to bring his ass down there to the Queen next week. Because my sisters and my cousin coming, and my boy Mike. So
I'm ready.
We about to just have another little reunion, man. Hey. Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful thing, man. Because if you don't enjoy it now, you never going to enjoy it. You only get one ride, baby.
That's not May 1st, is it?
No, it's not May 1st.
All right, 28. All right.
Because I know I had it on. I do. Well, now I'm thinking about
it. We know, like, your schedule is busy, brother.
No. But, like, now I'm thinking about it, like, that's all, but I can't refuse. But I know I got to shoot May 1st. So that's why I was asking about that. But, I think I'm going to make this happen.
Yeah, man.
Everybody needs a little getaway.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, reflect on life, man. Yeah. Definitely.
So. Step outside the box, look in for a second. What's been going on in there?
Yeah, man. Be away from work, man.
Then after that, it's the beach. I gotta get to the beach somehow, some way.
Yeah. Pharrell got that concert coming up.
I know.
The same weekend. So, it's a 3-day concert. My roommates are actually going.
Yeah.
So that should be dope.
I know a couple folks going.
Yeah. Right on the beach, man. It's gonna be crazy out there. And it's supposed to be beach weekend, so. Crazy, 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 man.
I don't know. Might be too much folks.
I just heard that Mary J. and Nas gonna be in Charlotte in July.
So
it's gonna be a dope rap R&B put together right there.
Throwback.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, man.
The main throwback.
I gotta reflect back on All Star Weekend, man. It was crazy out there. It was so much money flowing through there. Louis Vuitton, damn Versace, goddamn Burberry, like all that shit, man. It was a lot going on, man. It was a lot. But I ran into Baron Davis out there. He was cool, man. I ran into Shaq at Hooters. He had like 20 people with him. So
that was crazy. Hey, how you doing?
7-2 right there. So, it was, you know, it was a good time, man.
I wonder what his plate looked like.
This experience all of it in the city and everything. And there's a lot of money flowing through there, man. Charlotte is definitely growing.
I think that's one of their biggest weekends.
Yeah, man. So the ACC championship was there, so I got to go to that. So that was dope. But I'm enjoying it all, though. I really am, because when I moved to Charlotte, it was more so for me and not for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking it all in and enjoying the moment. And I'm telling my loved ones that, hey, man, I am good with life right now.
Yeah.
And I am happy. And I can't let nobody take that from me, because I got a, look, let me tell y'all some people.
Uh-oh, talk to them.
I got a chef that lives 30 feet away from me. 30 feet. We're not talking about going down the street, make a right, then you got to go around the block.
Door.
We're talking about 30 feet. I mean, I'm talking about eat salmon, steak, ribs, anything you can name put together, man. I be getting it in.
And I seen the pictures too.
Stop sending me pictures, right. Stop sending me pictures until I come down there and can get a plate myself.
Listen, man, it's not a game. It's not a game, man. So he done a marvelous job, man. You know, it's like another brotherhood begun in the neighborhood and in life, where you just, you know, take it all in and just, you know, go with it, man. Tell
older
your friends.
Cat.
Of course he's the older cat, man, you know. He can't go 2 days without cooking. Shit, man, I love it.
I hope you're taking notes.
I mean, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man. I can't be in the kitchen while he's in the kitchen, man. You know, I just crack the beer open and we keep it moving.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So, you know,
Modelo.
Modelo, Modelo, Modelo. Arnold actually put me on Modelo, man. We pinned his 12 packs in 3 days one time, man. That wasn't no joke, man.
That was an interesting time, right?
Yeah, it was like boom, 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 man. It was good though.
Yeah, that was cool. It was all good vibes though.
But
I'll never forget when you told me you was moving down there. My brother be on the move.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And just like when you lived in Philly, you just not scared to get up and go.
Travel, see the world.
And I think that's what I gotta get into more.
For the world?
I've been here in Richmond, Virginia all my life. I love it, but it's things I gotta see.
The world is meant to be seen.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, shit, I can talk to a whole lot of stuff I ain't saying. I know my cousin travel all over the world. I'm going to get there, though. That's a goal of mine, too, though, still.
Trying to be a citizen of the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all here for you to explore.
Right?
Yeah. You just got to get out there.
It's a beautiful thing, yo.
But no, I like what Mike said, man. You just got to enjoy the time now, here.
You know, the people you around.
You do, man.
You know, because people, I think everybody has their own influence on people that they're not even aware about. You know, so quick shout out to, y'all got to shout out to Young Nipsey Hussle, man.
Oh, yes, sir.
So,
double crazy. Turn for to a whole thing.
Mad influence, and good things going on. And
shout out to New.
Because I rock the new.
New. Look, ATL right here.
Right? That's crazy.
When I heard about that, Moore was the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah,
I can't imagine losing the love of your life like that. And so suddenly, I know it's hard. And
out of nowhere, I think I was, I was asleep.
I don't know what I was on.
I was asleep. Because I had a little drink that day.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up around about like 7 that evening.
Mm.
Like check IG, check Facebook, all this stuff. I was scrolling, still rubbing my eyes. I was like, God damn.
Thinking it was a joke, right?
Yeah. But no, it won't. Unfortunately.
Live forever.
Took him away from his kids, his family. Yeah. It's just...
But I caught the service, though. I caught the service on, it was on Facebook. Yeah, beautiful. A lot of people came out.
I like the blue.
My boy was out there. He said y'all must miss his flight for those Staples Center traffic out there.
For real?
Yeah.
Packed it out.
Crazy, man.
Packed it out. The whole Staples Center.
Yeah. Hey, Staples Center nice, man. I've been out there.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I remember those pictures.
Yeah, man.
You know, he had to go see where his Lakers play.
Yeah. Venice Beach, baby. It's beautiful out there, man. I remember when I first got out there, and we went to Walmart. I was like, damn, they sell liquor here.
In Walmart.
We went to the Walmart right by the hotel. Did all that and pre-rolled everything. And then I was like, man, how we going to get some green, man? I was like, yo, go to Malibu Beach. I'm going to walk up there and see somebody.
Uh-huh.
See the Mexican dude in the
car. Somebody. In the car. Something.
That's all I'm saying.
See the Mexican dude in the car, man. A big ass bag. Like, yo, I'm on break. I was like, yo, let me, you know what I'm saying, get something, man. He was like, sample? He's like, yes. What you need? I got what I need. Word. So, yeah, man. And then, like, I was with my man Mark. So, like, you know, just, like, everybody coming together, like, in different, I don't know, say, like, different ways. Like, everybody's different. So, not everybody has that power to, like, go get something or be that, like, you know, be that leader to, like,
uh-huh.
You know, I'm going to do this. Don't worry about it. I got this. Don't worry about it. Like, and
that's what you
just, like, don't be afraid, man. Just kind of did it. And, you know, just, like, just be on the hunt or just be on the mission.
Yeah.
Your mindset, man, like, my mind don't never stop, man. It's always playing. It's always on the move. Like, I'm always reminding, like, my sisters and, like, my mom, so, too, like, just, like, you know, keep your mind going. Like, you know, what's this next week? What's going on? Because I need to know, like, I need to know. I just got that big bro mindset, man. So, but LA was dope, man.
That's definitely on the list for me.
I left a pair of my shoes out there because I was just like, I don't need to bring them back. I went to Griffey Park and went to see the Hollywood sign, and I just left them out there. I didn't bring them back.
Oh.
I right there at the hotel.
That's a piece of you and Cap.
A pair of red, black, and white Adidas, man. So it's like
they belong here now.
Classic, man.
They belong here now.
You know, Hollywood, man. It was dope. So, but that's one place that I enjoyed the most out of all the places I've been to. You know,
it's everybody a whole got a vibe out there.
Yeah, the time is different, everything. So you know, everybody should have that one place in. You know, their mind, they're like, I love this the most. Like, Arnold has been overseas. You know, I'm pretty sure he enjoyed that with his family.
Yeah, that was cool.
You know. So.
Mexico.
Okay.
Mexicano. Okay. In the world.
No sé, guys.
Nah, yeah, that was cool. That was cool. That's what I was saying. Like, I want to just get out, man. Just get out. But we got to work, though. You know,
got to work.
Yeah, you know, definitely in a, getting in a good position right now to, shake some.
I feel like the 30s is going to be great for us, man.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
It's just beginning, really.
Yeah. I feel like that suit and tie is going to really come into effect, man.
You talk to anybody from your class?
Yeah. We talked about that, man. We trying to get this reunion together, man. But it's just tough putting everybody together in a situation where, you know, you're trying to do this type of vibe and people are like, oh, we got to do it this way.
Yeah.
Nah, but I will say I'm thankful for still hanging with the brothers I still been hanging with.
Mm-hmm.
And then still some of the homegirls, like, just rocking for so many years, man. Just kind of loving life and everybody on different paths, man. That's a great way to look back on and see how far we come. Because actually, this shit has been 10 years now. Like,
yeah.
10 years. Yeah. It's a whole decade.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, it do, man. But you take one day at a time with it.
That's for sure.
I'm going to let that reunion come, and we're going to enjoy it how we're going to enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
And that's just what's going to make it, because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, man. Yeah. I don't care how it happened, when it happened, it's going to happen. So, but it's going to happen, man. Like, and also, too, like, just want to throw out there that, like, you know, and now, like, becoming 30s or, you know, the next year or two, like, I want to be able to get, you know, a whole limo together.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, ride out with, like, you know, my sisters and the ladies and, you know, the fellas, man.
You started to dread about that.
Was gonna rock out, man. I want to do something like that for, like, Jermaine's birthday.
Yeah.
But just kind of, like, in that time frame, man, because, like, that suit and tie, man. It's coming, man. It's coming. So, and like I said, man, that's my whole thing of looking at life where you put in so much work, man. Why not enjoy yourself? Why not get served?
Yeah.
Why not get served? My boy Mike came out to Charlotte for his birthday, and I was like, look, bro, we not going out to eat. We not doing no simple shit. We gonna get my neighbor to cook for us. You know what I'm saying? Get served. And it was dope, man. They had a great time. We had steak. They had a four-course meal, man. And, like, they ain't never had nothing like that, man. And that's it, all about experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's, you know, kind of like why I want my sister to see. Like, the experience in life is a beautiful thing. You know, as years go by, like, what you going to have to say? You know, I worked at such and such for a whole life. And what? No. It's not going to happen like that. I'm not going to let you let it happen like that. Same with Arnold, man. I mean, he's a great photographer and everything. And he puts in a lot of work because I see his vision. I see it, man. I see it. Why not work for your family? Why not work for your pops? Like, that way you can take it over one day or, you know, be that type of man where, like, I'm vice president. Or, like, I'm one of the top owners. And, like, you know, so you can write checks. Do what you want to do.
But the most important
thing. We can go to the Jefferson Hotel, eat $40 breakfast.
So.
The most important thing is that you're doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have the courage to do that.
Yeah. Faith.
Do what they love. Yeah, trusting themselves that if somebody else can make it happen, I can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're passionate about it, you can.
Yeah. And recognizing the resources that's available. Because definitely need some resources.
It's here for you.
Yeah. Take advantage of the opportunity. Time is now.
Time is now, sure, man.
Right.
We doing what we do best, baby. Living.
So we're going to have to do this again in
the Queen's City.
Yeah, that's lit. We lit. I want to listen to this off the balcony somewhere.
Yes, needed.
You can do that. No problem. Hey.
Boy, for it. So we went 30 minutes straight. I think that was some solid material. We're going to obviously have to do this again. The offer's been made on the table. It's been put on the table. It's going
to
be...
You got to come to Charlotte. I'm so excited, man. I need to go.
Brother got the juice, baby.
Yo, so my bro got the juice. So,
Can you work Friday? Nope, I'm going to
shop. Yeah.
Peace out.
Gotta go. So I think it was good. Definitely some good vibes today. Until next time, until Charlotte, I'll put it like that. You've been listening to Hey, It's Words with Arnold and Friends. Anybody got any last words?
One love, baby.
One love. And we out.